الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the coolness of our eyes and our hearts, the pride of mankind, the intercessor of sinners, has indeed mentioned. For the person who sends durood and salawat and salutations upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings on that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah Azza wa Jal, the cherisher, the sustainer of the whole universe. His blessings and salawat and salutation upon our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear respected Marani channel viewers, alhamdulillah, once again, Allah has given us the chance to meet again. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, as we have highlighted in our last episode, which was how the Quran shook the hearts of our predecessors, how the Quran took those that came before us by the storm. And as we have promised, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, that we would continue in order to look at the lives of those who came before us in order to see how they were shaken by the Quran, how they were moved by the recitation or by the listening of this Kalami Park, by this kalam, the words of Allah, our Creator. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, these are such discussions that are in reality the means of mercy, the means of maghfirah, and the means of our salvation. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant every single one of us salvation. Ameen, summa ameen. Dear respected Madani channel viewers, a very important verse of the Quran, the mafhum of that particular ayah is, Allah Azza wa Jal says that the believers are those that when Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned before them, their hearts are filled with fear. And when the ayahs of the Quran, when the verses of the Holy Quran are being recited before them, when they are being recited in front of them in their midst, their iman increases. The more fear of Allah Azza wa Jal comes in our hearts when we recite the Quran, the more our hearts are filled with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal when we listen to the Quran, it is the more we would hand over our every matter in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the more we would have tawakkul and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. The more our hearts tremble when we listen to the Quran, the more our hearts tremble when Allah is mentioned in our midst. This serves actually as the main thing which results in us putting every trust of ours in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal really make us from among those who are putting our tawakkul in His side. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, if we put our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, then alhamdulillah, that means we are indeed achieving our goal. We are indeed heading on the right direction. And we are indeed showing and giving our whole lives for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah grant all of us this ability. Ameen summa ameen. In the early stages of Islam, when our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be preaching Islam to the people of Makkah, to his own tribe, the Quraysh and the likes, these people, instead of accepting the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, they tend to be the enemies of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only did they tend to be the enemies of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they went as far as making the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very difficult in Makkah al-Mukarramah. They went as far as making the life of the companions very, very sour, very, very difficult in Makkah al-Mukarramah. But dishonorable companions of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would rather give their lives, they would rather sacrifice their wealth, they would rather sacrifice their dignity, they would rather sacrifice everything, but they would not sacrifice Islam, but they would not sacrifice their deen. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this was the attitude of those who believed in Allah, who believed in our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So when things got very, very difficult in Makkah al-Mukarramah, our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suggested that some of the Muslims should migrate to Abyssinia, should migrate to Habasha. And from amongst people that migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Abyssinia were Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the brother of Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the cousin of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So they migrated to Habasha, they migrated to Abyssinia, where there was a very, very knowledgeable king, where there was a very, very respected king, Najashi. So when these companions of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to the king, they were very, very welcomed and they were very, very honored. Until the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, the enemies of Islam have learned that some of the Muslimin had migrated to Abyssinia. So they got together and they sent some men to go to Abyssinia in order to bring those Muslims that have migrated from Makkah to Abyssinia back to Makkah to Al-Mukarramah. So when these men or the representatives of Quraysh came to Abyssinia, they met the king and they tell him, "Oh king, some of our prisoners have run away from Makkah to Al-Mukarramah and they are in Abyssinia. They have come to you to seek refuge. O king, these people, they have belied our lords. They have totally come out of our religion. They insult our deen and so many other things. O king, please grant us the permission to take these people back in Makkah al-Mukarramah." So when Najashi had the concern of these representatives of the Quraysh from Makkah, this delegation of Quraysh from Makkah, he called all those Muslims in his court that have migrated from Makkah to Mukarramah to Abyssinia to listen to their concern, to listen to the other side of the story. Allahu Akbar. The king called the Muslims and they were, you know, called to the court of this particular king. And when they entered the king's court, they did not make sajda to this king, and of which was the norm of the people of Abyssinia. Whenever they would go in the presence of the king, they would make sajda, and then they would go in, they would go towards the king. And so was this people of Makkah, the representatives of Quraysh, when they came in the court of Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, they made sajda, and then they entered the court. But when the Muslims came in this court, they only greeted those that were in the court, and they did not make sajda. Allahu Akbar. They did not make sajda. And then, these representatives of Quraysh tell the king, that look, these people have disrespected you so much, that every person that comes in your court is bound to make the sajda. But they just come in your court, and they do not make any sajda to you. This is the highest level of disrespect to you, O king. This is the reason why we want to take these people. This is one of the reasons why we want to take this criminal back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. But the king wanted to hear the other side of the story. Wanted to hear the concerns about from the Muslims. Wanted to hear what would be the opinion of the Muslim on this regard. So Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the representative of the Muslims, stood up and he began to address the king. He says, O king, we were a people that used to worship the idols. We did not know what was right and what was wrong. We disrespected our elders, O king, until Allah Almighty sent to us a prophet who came and taught us the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, who came and inspired us, who came and taught us how honorable we are as human beings, who came and he taught us that the only deity that we owe our prostrations to is Allah Azza wa Jal. O king, this is only our crime, and this is why these people want to take us back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. We have now become Muslimin, people who want to sacrifice their lives for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is our crime, O king. When the king heard this, Allahu Akbar, he became even more inquisitive. He wanted to listen more the inside story of what was actually going on between the Quraysh and between these beautiful and beloved companions of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So as this was going on, Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam that was recited by Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu teared the heart of Najashi so much so that the tears began rolling from his face. The beard of Najashi were filled with tears when he heard these verses of Surah Maryam that were recited in front of him. And Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ultimately, just to cut the story short, this was the reason why Najashi became a Muslim. Because of the verses of Allah, because of the verses of the Quran that were recited to him, and because of knowing what the Muslimin believed in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was the ruh of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was only and only the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when all this dialogue came in the presence of Najashi with the recitation of the Quran, the recitation of the Quran moved his heart such that ultimately he accepted Islam, and he send these non-believers back to Makkah al-Mukarramah after the demise of Najashi. Allahu Akbar Kabira. After he had departed from this dunya, our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah al-Munawwara performed the janaza salah, the ghaib janaza salah of the king of Abyssinia. Even though he did not live this world in Madinah al-Munawwara, he left this world back in Abyssinia. That is where his departure took place. But our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, performed the ghaib salat janaza. In other words, he performed the absent or the funeral prayer of the person who was absent. And this was this king of Abyssinia. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at what used to happen back in Makkah al-Mukarramah. People that were the enemies of Allah, people that were the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to tell other people not to listen to the Quran. They used to tell others not to go near our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they would be bewitched by what our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites. Even the non-believers believed that Quran is the Kalamullah. Quran is not the Kalam of any creation, but the Quran is the Kalam of the Creator. Whether they believed in the Quran or not, but the fact still remains. And the fact is that the Quran shook them. The Quran woke them up. The Quran tingled them. And the Quran, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, was actually approved by them. That this Quran is indeed coming from Allah Azza wa Jal. Even themselves would tell the others not to come closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to listen to the Quran. How miraculous this is, the Quran. Look at how the Quran paved its way through the hearts of the enemies of Allah and the enemies of Awaqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, do we also read the Quran? Do we also make means, even when it is difficult to listen to the Quran, do we also make means to go and listen to the Quran? Do we go where the Quran is being recited, the mahafil and the programs, or the places where the Quran is being recited, or the knowledgeable scholars that would come and that would, you know, be able to teach us the Quran? Do we sneak and go to them? Do we make our way towards them? Very unfortunately, my dear respected Madani channel viewers, instead of going, we would rather take a phone and phone a Mawlana to come and teach us the Quran in our own house. You know, instead of us going in order to show the enthusiasm of the Quran, of how much we want to learn the Quran, we would rather, you know, organize the mashayikhs, we would rather organize the ulamas of this beautiful ummah to come in our midst and teach us the Quran. Let's change our attitude. Let us show that we have love of the Quran, and we would travel like the Sahaba Ikram would travel in order to learn one particular hadith mubarakah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That time when the means of traveling was extremely difficult. Today we are living in the era of cars. Today we are living in the era of motorbikes. Today we are living in the era of planes. Today we are living in the era of bicycles. The means of traveling has become so easy. But we would rather, you know, call the ulama ikram to our own houses, that they must come and teach us the Quran. Whereby the mindset of those that came before us was such that they would go out in order to search for people who would teach them the Quran, for people who would teach them the hadith mubarakah and the sunnah of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is why the Sahaba ikram, wherever they went, they would be feared, because they had the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in their hearts. And this honorable, beloved companions of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the message of the Quran filled their hearts such that they understood that everything in this dunya, in this world, needs to be sacrificed for Allah Almighty. They understood that for them to be successful in this dunya, what their success lies in the obedience of Allah, lies in the obedience of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they had all these teachings from this beautiful kalam, the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. This kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal satisfied their hearts. This kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal softened their hearts. As Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, that beware that in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is satisfaction of the hearts. Allahu Akbar. Quran is the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we recite the Quran, we remember Allah Azza wa Jal. For the Quran on its own, it is the dhikr of Allah. If we are going to recite the Quran with love, with yaqeen, if we are going to recite the Quran with full concentration, my dear respected Madani channel viewers, inshallah, these verses, this Quran, these surahs would serve as the shield for us in the qabr and would serve as the means of attaining our ultimate destination, which is Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla really make us from among those who would recite the Quran, from among those who will learn the Quran, from among those who will spread the Quran and teach it to others. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant people the ability of also wanting to learn more of the Quran, wanting to educate themselves of more of the whole Quran, because this is the only and the only book which is the book that has got no discrepancy. This is the only book which has no doubt, and this is the only book from Allah available in the world today. So let us stick to this book, and inshallah azza wa jal, our success would follow us in this dunya, success would follow us in the akhirat, and will definitely follow us also in the qabr. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.